What's up, guys? This is Mr. Athletic Jeff Cobb, and you're listening to the SGP Podcast.
Are you ready?
Corn on the beat!
You're listening to the SGP Podcast. Skankai bros! Yeah, 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 bro, Skankai bros!
Yeah, 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 bro, Skankai bros! Yeah, 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 bro. You are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the SGP Podcast. Stan C, Romaran, Raf Camus, and Chino Liao together again at the Balay. And we've got a packed show this week.
Maraming pag-uusapan.
Yeah, lots to talk about.
Maraming wrestling kasi. Kasi for a wrestling podcast.
Yes.
You have to talk about all things wrestling, local,
International,
regional, but in this case,
okay, hey, speaking of local, shout out to the four people who said hi.
Wow, my fancy Chino.
Yeah, okay, again, I did not get their names. There are two of them were in Norway.
How do you not know?
How do I say that? Hey, I'll greet you on the podcast. Give me your name.
No, just like, you don't ask them what their names
are. Oh, wow, what the hell, man?
It's not the first
thing. Or they ask you for a shout out?
No,
I was gonna say how unprofessional.
No,
because
they
sir.
Keep saying they like the podcast, so they're.
Fans. I've never. Okay, this is
wait,
what.
Wait, you literally tell them. Okay, no, thank you. What's your name?
Oh, that's the way to go.
I'm not the best marketing person to represent.
Exactly, that's the whole point.
But
you're a marketing poser.
Here's the thing. You're the newest edition, and then you have what, 5 fans now?
Yeah, I don't know why either, but hey.
Okay, wait. People who listen to this podcast, wait. Chill out. 1 sec. I'm a little disturbed by this. Is Chino the most approachable of the four of us?
Well, to be fair, guys, all three of you were backstage during the show.
No. Camus already bounced.
We'll talk about it later. No,
after the
show.
Yeah. Camus is nowhere to be found.
You guys were doing
he
the company
no
call, right? So
no, I was shooting aftershocks with people. So
that's
why I was
calling.
To be fair, I was the only one exposed to the public.
Please don't say exposed.
Yeah, fucking.
Please don't say exposed.
Quote unquote. I had air quotes. I have proof.
No, fucking Camus is getting drunk at like 7 p.m.
No.
Let's be real here.
I was.
Yes, you had shit to deal with.
I had shit to deal with, man. And we will get to that later.
Actually, they were drinking already in the locker room before the show even ended.
Well.
So,
no, but people on the internet, please tell us. Is Chino the most approachable one?
We just said yes because all three of you are.
No, I
want to
hear it from them. I want to hear it from them because they've had, you know, fans of the podcast and people who listen to us. You've had enough time to say hello. Any of us.
What?
At the gym, somewhere else.
No.
At the gym? You wanted to go to the performance center and say hello?
No, not that gym. This is the gym in general. But no. I've gotten people who've talked to me about the podcast on the show. I mean, like, after the show. So it's not
that
just
that aren't
Chino.
Our friends.
Yeah, no,
it's just really more a matter of Chino is the most visible.
Yes.
At
For
this time.
Obvious reasons.
So if you were the ones who spoke to Chino and said things about the podcast, please hit us up on Twitter.
Because he
can't do what we're doing right now.
Yeah, the two dudes wearing the Nur Diana Phoenix shirts.
I have a feeling that I know which ones these
and,
people are.
And that one guy with face paint.
Oh,
I'm just using adjectives here, guys.
Okay.
So, shout out to all
Cedric.
Yeah, that's Cedric.
Cedric,
yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Cedric.
Yes. All right. Okay. Now that since we're talking about the local scene, let's get to the biggest announcement in the local scene probably this month, and that is the fact that PWR Homecoming now has a card. It's PWR Special Homecoming.
Yeah.
We've got TJP versus JDL, but now we also know that the beautiful Billy Suede is coming back. And we also know that Mr. Athletic Jeff Cobb,
super athlete,
our former guest here on the SGP podcast, is finally coming home and wrestling in the Philippines.
So that's three.
As Jeff Cobb, not as Matanza.
Oh,
of course not. Yeah.
No, because he was like
first of all,
is dead and gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear. Just so
it's owned by Lucha Underground, and I'm sure they have the costume and a mask.
Yeah.
And his still beating heart.
Yes. And the key.
Yeah. So, alright, Chino, as a member of the Revo Nation, how did you react to the video packages when they were being shown at Renaissance?
Okay. Billy Suede on his own is enough of a draw for local wrestling fans to come to Homecoming.
for the ones who have seen him.
For the ones who have seen him and have heard of how good Billy Suede is as a wrestler, it's enough of a draw. But to have Jeff Cobb, internationally renowned wrestler Jeff Cobb.
G1 participant. G1 2019 participant, yeah,
former,
Jeff Cobb.
Wasn't he like the former Never Open Weight Champion?
Yes. And former ROH TV title.
Yes. See? So to have that is just like, you know how they say icing on a cake? This is like a cake on top of another cake, guys.
This is, and you would know about your cake.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So this show is just mind-blowing in its scale. Now, for the low price of however much the tickets are, I don't know, you guys.
Lowest ticket is 1.7?
Yeah, 1.7.
1.7. Mapapanood niyo si TJP, si Jeff Cobb.
Tsaka si Billy Swain.
It's tsaka si Billy Swain.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question for you.
And Jake DeLeon.
Chino, did you actually see these names coming? Like when they said PWR Homecoming, all right, we got TJP, we got other surprise
guests.
They
were at the top of my list, to be honest. Because, you know, Filipinos being all about that Pinoy pride. Champ, honestly, diba? Una, I mean, Filipino talaga, diba? Like, I mean, would I want to see other guys like John Moxley maybe come to the Philippines? Or maybe like ZSJ? Sure. But the person that I really wanted to see wrestle in the Philippines are Filipinos.
So, what was the reaction like from where you were seated?
It was explosive. The whole place popped when they saw Jeff Cobb. Because everybody started saying different names. May narinig akong Shotzi, may narinig akong Batista even.
Wow.
Which is why.
Guys, Batista's retired.
Yeah, which is why, exactly, right? But when Jeff Cobb appeared on screen, and it was just a moment right there. Never miss a show, guys. That's all I'm saying. Never miss a show.
Alright, so there you have it. PWR Special Homecoming. Tickets are available, by the way. It's going to be on October 12 on a Saturday at ABS-CBN Virtus 10. So, shout out to our friends in the North. If you want to know how you can get those tickets, all you have to do is to message any of your friends from Philippine Wrestling Revolution. We'll hook you up with those tickets. And if you need to know right now, ticket prices are actually, as Chino said, not very expensive. You can actually get them at the pre-sale rates. Yeah. So they are on the PWR Facebook page. I'm actually loading up the prices right now.
There you go.
Yeah. So in door price, the gold with meet and greet is $3,750. Mm-hmm.
If there are any
left.
By because then, they're going fast.
The gold is $2,750 at the door. Silver is $2,250 at the door. Bronze is $1,750 at the door. So that is as expensive as it gets at the door.
Max out. But there are cheaper prices, and it's as long as you buy it through PWR? Yeah. Through Ticket to Me. Through Ticket to Me right now. That's another option that you have. Then you can get it at a slightly lower price. And you know what? At this point, it's not so bad, guys. Like think about the number of talents that are showing up, and this isn't, you know, it's not a four-person card. You're not gonna be getting.
Sure, hindi lang sila.
Yeah, hindi lang sila.
You
will
never
get,
know who else is coming to town. Yep. Right?
You don't know who else is coming. You know that PWR is gonna put the best of the best of the best.
Right.
Forward.
So the Ticket to Me online sale, if you need to know the prices on the site, it's $3,499 for the gold with meet and greet, $2,499 for the gold, $1,999 for silver, and $1,499 for the bronze.
Oh, diba? How that's things you can save up for between now and October.
Yeah, actually pretty in it. Pretty.
Well, guys, kung ako sa inyo, bumili na kayo kay AB3 kasi si AB3 kailangan daw niyo ng pandate.
Okay? So, that man is financially stable.
You're on that ano?
I heard him say it during the show. So, during the when people were lining up. Oh,
yeah, so binubugan mo na si AB3.
Well, no, he, 'di ba? Pag hindi siya matutulungan, hindi siya matutulungan ng 4 TV, 'di ba? Somebody else has to.
Para raw may iba siyang kadate bukod kay Camus because Camus is his date for WWE in Manila.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, PWR Special Homecoming happening on October 12 on a Saturday at the ABS-CBN Virtus 10 featuring TJP, Mr. Athletic Jeff Cobb, and the beautiful one, beautiful Billy Suede. Okay, let's talk about news in other promotions. We got news this week that John Moxley will be out of All Out.
And it's not sure when he's coming back.
Yeah, he's dealing with a MRSA infection.
Yes. Staff infection.
That's staff.
Yeah, it is
which
staff.
Is staff. It's like
yes, stands for staff.
Yes. Na parang it's, if you want to dumb it down a bit, it's a staph infection. It came,
it's a super staph infection. Yeah. It's not just a normal.
It's not the normal staph infection. So the timeline is a little off. So this doesn't just affect his all-out booking. This also affects the upcoming round of already sold-out TV tapings for AEW TV.
Basically, hassle siya.
Yes.
And it's taking Moxley out of all-out in the in the short term. So his big money match with Kenny Omega is now canceled. And instead, Kenny Omega gets Pac as an opponent.
The man formerly known as Neville.
Yeah.
All right. Which is still something. It is Pac. It is Neville. He was
supposed to come at Double or Nothing.
That is true. But he chose to stick with his original brand.
His Dragon Gate commitments. And I think he had some UK-based commitments at the time.
And,
so.
And Neville is a loyal guy, so he will fulfill those. But I'm glad, nonetheless, that we get to see Neville in action inside an AEW ring that's basically on TV. But how long has it been since we've seen Neville on TV?
Well, if you count the stuff that he's been doing in Japanese promotions, then, you know, he's
I don't really. I'm talking about, like, WWE TV.
Like American TV.
Yeah. If you're talking about...
It's been a couple years, yeah. I'm looking at the All Out card right now. I'm actually more excited for this than TakeOver Cardiff. Which, you know, both shows are happening at the same time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So let's...
You always watch both, you know, at different times.
So. Pwede naman. It's just that, I don't know, mas invested ako sa AEW ngayon.
Okay, sure.
True.
So let's go through the card. You've got two pre-show matches. You've got a 21-woman casino battle royale where the winner will receive a match for the inaugural AEW Women's World Championship scheduled for the AEW on TNT premiere on October 2.
So this Battle Royale does feature like a couple of the names that you already are familiar with outside of the Japanese women who have their own match. So Nyla Rose, Britt Baker, Ali, Brandi Rhodes, Teal Piper are part of that. Like, they're recurring characters. But then you also have Ivelisse.
Oh, making her AEW debut.
Yeah. Yes. And Jazz.
As in the legend.
As in WWE, not Hall of Famer? Legend?
No,
Diva. Diva Hall of Famer. Jazz.
WWE, WCW.
Yes. Sadie Gibbs as well. Like, if you're looking for other names that are in that. And a lot more question marks. So, baka si Tita Emmy lumabas din
dyan. Is Tessa not part of that?
No,
she hasn't been announced yet.
Okay. Yes. But if she would be, I think that might be the way to insert her.
Yeah, I would think so because Britt Baker is already in the mix.
Yes.
Your other pre-show match. Okay, my front runner buff for the Battle Royale.
If Tessa Blanchard is involved,
it's Tessa Blanchard. Yeah.
But I think if they were going to build anyone out of, you know, anyone that they would clearly build coming from that range of women, Nyla Rose.
Yeah, she would be a close second in my eyes just because of the representation she has.
Wait lang, if the winner gets a match for the championship, then sino yung kalaban nila?
Yan yung hindi klaro. They just know that she's going to be one, and then they'll determine another way.
It might be one of the Japanese women.
Yeah.
By default?
No, you don't know. We don't know. Because you know how AEW does a lot of this on-the-day announcements for their shows.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Okay.
Let's say, for example, if it becomes, okay, Riho and Hikaru Shida, that match becomes the one to determine the other person on the side of the card for the women's, for the inaugural AEW Women's Championship, then... So be it, but that's still in play at this point.
All right. So next up on the pre-show, you've got Private Party versus Angelico and Jack Evans.
I really love Private Party.
I love
Party,
them.
Man.
They're okay. Like if you're talking about high flyers who know how to get their shit in and make everyone else look good, it's them right now.
I think they're like a more refined Street Profits. I feel like.
So they're both brothers.
No.
Oh.
Oh, no, they're brothers in that sense, they're not blood brothers.
I'm asking if they're brothers.
Biological brothers.
Are they brothers?
They're brothers. Okay, they're brothers. I'm more excited for them.
They're Wave 891 brothers.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks Chino for being Captain Obvious. I'm more excited for Angelico and Jack Evans because I miss their work from Lucha Underground.
you would, but
yeah, no,
and when it comes to high flying, I would say Jack Evans is actually a bit of an OG since he's been doing this since the early 2000s. Like he was a cult favorite back then.
Yes, Wrestling Society X.
Jesus Christ, how long has Jack Evans been doing
this? No, wasn't he in TNA at some point?
Yeah.
They all were.
Everyone was.
So.
He's kapanahon niya si Amazing Red.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And the former Evan Bourne.
Yeah.
Matt Sydal. Yeah.
Matt Sydal.
So
WSX.
Yes.
Right. So you know, to see Jack Evans still being able to do all this shit after all these years is
and after
cool.
all these injuries.
Yes.
There's that.
So I'm excited for that. All right. Next up on the card, you've got a 6-man tag between SoCal Uncensored and A Boy and His Dinosaur and Marco Stunt.
Okay. So this is basically
is that
just
what they wait hold up is that what they're calling
the
Luchasaurus?
Yes. A boy and his dinosaur.
I thought it was what is it? Something.
No, I mean there are shirts. There are shirts that, but this is where they're going with it. I say they give this to Luchasaurus. And
yeah,
you know,
I think they're good guys.
Because at this point, SCU has been used at essentially as enhancement talent
for new kids.
And I don't think Shima. I don't think SCU has a problem playing that role.
Muna.
I mean, they're vets.
They're vets, exactly.
They're vets.
They're established, so they really don't have anything to lose at this point.
Yeah. Right. And then by the time they get to TV, that's when they get their shit in.
Yeah, they can get their wins back.
Yep.
Riho versus Hikaru Shida, singles match.
Ooh! He's still my beating heart.
Yeah, this is okay.
I think it's Riho. Riho pa rin.
Why Riho though?
I want to say Hikaru Shida.
Because of the pedigree Riho has. Because they're treating Riho like a veteran, as they should.
Because she is.
Yeah, she is again.
She is.
Is Hikaru Shida not a vet either?
No, she's like,
she's newish.
I am going to say Hikaru Shida simply because of the young blood push that all
yeah,
these...
Yeah, I think it's Riho.
All these guys are getting. So I feel like maybe
okay,
Hikaru
Shida...
No, the thing with Riho I'll say is there is a young blood push, but she's also technically a young blood because she's so young, even though she's a vet.
She is... Young in age, but inexperienced.
Yeah, if you can have that kind of positioning, I think you'd be dumb to not take advantage of it.
Basically a Pete Dunne.
Exactly, okay. Yes.
Yeah, Riho is, what, 22, 23? See, Hikaru Shida is closer to our age of, like, 28, 29.
Yeah, and I think I'd have to agree with Chino on this one. Hikaru Shida hasn't had as much ring time in AEW in an AEW environment.
Yeah, she's only had one match.
Exactly.
Like one
a
match.
Tag team pa yun,
diba? Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think this might be their way of saying, well, you know what, you're a very great representation of Joshi Wrestling.
Yeah.
Go
like
for
Conan
it.
Man, no?
And the new breed that's coming in to, you know, take over.
That's taking over basically all sorts of promotions across the world.
Right, next up you've got a 3-way Crocker Barrel Clash.
So sponsored by
99.5 Play FM.
Oh.
Right, so Darby Allin takes on Joey Janela and Jimmy Havoc.
So this is basically to satisfy
masira ulo.
Basically para magamit nila yung Cracker Barrel barrels.
Yeah. I think
Joey Janela wins this.
No.
I mean,
Havoc's a pinakasira ulo, but I think Joey Janela wins this.
Havoc's the only one who hasn't really gotten anything.
I feel like Havoc needs something.
Havoc needs something at this point because for the uninitiated, this is a good way to be like, hey guys, by the way, this is the guy who's been fucking up deathmatch wrestling for all Brit wrestlers for a while now. So I think they have to give it to Havoc.
I feel like Jimmy Havoc needs something.
Yeah.
To put on his AEW resume.
Yeah.
And I mean, the other two already have it. Diba?
Yeah.
So.
Like Darby Allin has
Cody.
Yeah, and then he got the victory in the last 6-man tag they had.
Yes. So, yeah, I think Jimmy Havoc takes this.
Then you have a grudge match between Cody and Sean Spears, who will be accompanied to the ring by Tully Blanchard, the newly married Sean Spears.
And he'll be accompanied to the ring by Peyton Royce.
Oh, that would be fun.
I don't think they let her ask about it.
Yes, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
To be fair to WWE.com, they acknowledged the wedding.
Yes, they did. They called them the former
Ty Dillinger.
No, they call him Ron Arneal.
Oh,
and
really?
Ty Dillinger.
But they also put it in parentheses.
Yeah. So I think Sean Spears wins this because they're trying to get over the Sean Spears Tully Blanchard pairing.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it's an interesting pairing.
It's a fun, okay. From the stuff that's come out on BTE, this is fun stuff that I think has potential when it hits TV because Sean Spears is a guy that can close a show.
Yeah.
For TV.
He's also criminally underrated. So I think
yes!
it's finally the push.
Yeah.
Is it because na ano na siya? Like he changed his look, mukhang siyang angas with the buzz cut and with the tattoos.
No, hindi naman masyadong no, he poking, always, ganun.
He's always been good.
Yeah, no, guwapo naman siya talaga even as a, you know, with that rougher edge to him right okay. now. But like when he was Ty Dillinger, he didn't look as
menacing.
He just looked like a wrestler.
Yeah, menacing. Yeah, just like a generic wrestler. Okay, but like now, like he looks like a fucking badass. Yeah.
Okay.
So he goes from creator wrestler to.
Better creator wrestler.
Para, to max out version of himself.
Yeah, the best example I can think of about of this is Rhea Ripley. Diba? Rhea Ripley went from like wholesome
creator wrestler
to
from basically
British Charlotte.
Diba? Basically badass. So
or Charlotte with an accent.
Nah, she didn't. Metal si Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, metal.
Right. Like, mas Mad Max. Ayan. Yeah. Mad Max.
Okay. Right, you've got an Escalera de la Muerte or a ladder match for the AAA World Tag Team Championship.
It's the Ladder of Death.
It's the Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks.
Okay, so this has been going on for a while now.
More than a year.
More than a year.
More than a year.
Yeah, since All In.
Since
All In. And they've been throwing the title back and forth, right?
Yeah. Between Triple Mania, all of you know, there's been doing
and all
this
the
all
indie
over.
Shows in between.
Yeah.
So the Lucha Brothers are the defending champions heading into this match
because they won the titles back at. In Mexico, yes, I would like to say. At some point in Mexico during one of these months. But it's so good. Like, if you just want spots for the sake of spots. And now they're promising that this will be the deadliest ladder match that you have seen in your life. I will believe it.
Yeah, Filico Lucha Brothers will take this.
Yeah, and then it's like, separate them now.
Yeah, just because I think the bosses will put people over here at All Out. Okay, tag team match. Winners receive a first round bye in the AEW World Tag Team Championship Tournament. The Dark Order versus the Best Friends.
Dark Order, they need it at this point. Just
even though no one really cares about them.
Well, not the penis druids, but the dark...
Obviously not the penis druids.
Just for those who haven't caught up to AEW programming.
Yeah, alright. Next, Pac versus Kenny Omega.
You know what? I'm going to say Best Friends in this one. Sorry,
Why not?
Like I'm gonna say Best Friends in this one.
Yeah, I don't care about the Dark Order. Yeah.
I like I've actually enjoyed the work of Dark Order.
I have too, but then I feel like the Best Friends need to
throw them a bone.
Yeah, they need to establish themselves as a legitimate tag team.
But see, that's the overriding arc of this entire pay per view,
Wait, was Chuck Taylor ever in Chaos? He was, iba.
Yes.
Right.
He tagged with Rocky for a
right.
while.
He was in Roppongi Vice.
Yeah, he was Roppongi Vice.
Right. All right.
Yeah. So ayan, at this point, because the Best Friends could use the bone throw, but at this point, Dark Order needs to sustain that energy heading into TV. Like that's the way I've been seeing this entire card. Na parang who gains the most heading because this is the last pay per view before they start their TV deal, diba?
Right. Yeah.
So, I think has to be Dark Order on my end.
Okay.
Next, Pac versus Kenny Omega in a singles match. I think Pac wins here.
I think Pac wins.
Yeah, so all the bosses really are putting over yung mga other talent.
Tsaka naman kasi it's been a long time coming for Pac.
Yeah. He hasn't shown up yet. Parang nakabaon yan.
He was rumored to show up in All In, diba?
Yep.
Actually, he was rumored to show in here in the first place. Like, even if he weren't booked. Yeah. Like he was rumored to show up as a surprise.
Like
London
in the Moxley
person.
Spot.
Yeah, the Moxley
in
spot.
The Moxley spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, finally, the main event is a singles match for the inaugural AEW World Championship. Hangman Adam Page versus Chris Jericho.
Okay, this is one of those you have to think very, very hard. Who do they put on the marquee heading into TV?
Feeling or Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
Feeling good in.
Yeah. Like, we're unanimous on that, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Because I don't think Hangman is enough of a draw.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Yes, of course. They're building up to be one, diba?
I think they're going to make this a long feud.
Yes.
Adam Page will be the second champion. Eventually, he'll take down Jericho, but not here.
No, I don't think it's gonna be an Adam Page Jericho feud. They're gonna get this out of the way. Tapos whoever is still left on the docket, like say Kenny or even Pac, will be the one taking on Jericho.
and
to carry take the title off of him. To carry the, maybe, to carry the company all throughout its first sets of tapings.
Because it's, at this point, kasi, the way that they're taping things, diba? It's, they're jumping week to, they're doing their weekly shows, that's all lined up. But we haven't really seen too many pay-per-views lined up, I'd say in Q4. So yung nakakatakot dito is, okay, Jericho's probably holding the title until, I'd say at least December. But you have to make a compelling chase for him on TV. If that's still Paige, or if that becomes Kenny, or that becomes Cody even, question mark?
Sean Spears
even, question mark? I think they just need to make Paige like a made man in this match so that he can carry...
Yeah, I feel like it's... Yeah, okay.
So that he can carry the chase or be the gatekeeper to the chase.
Yeah, I feel like it's important to establish Hangman Page first as a legitimate superstar wrestler.
Yeah, to put him on that level. To put him on the marquee.
Because diba, if you put Hangman Page on the marquee now, I don't think it'll do anything.
Yeah, unless, you know, you're a hardcore fan.
Yeah, yeah, I think a lot of these are still exhibition matches. Eh. So... For now, okay, you get Adam Page versus Chris Jericho, but that doesn't mean you're gonna get him all throughout when the show starts this October.
Yeah.
So
yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another show happening this weekend, and that is TakeOver Cardiff. But before that, there was an announcement this week on WWE's Twitter feeds that Cesaro is going to be appearing at NXT UK. I don't know, is this a permanent move or is this gonna be a series of appearances?
Because
he just said he was going to be hands-on.
Are you saying they plan to demote Cesaro?
No,
It's a lateral move. Because Cesaro did this before. Like, after...
Okay, yeah.
Like,
nakailang trip din yun sa NXT.
Yeah. Okay,
and he had that story with Sami Zayn.
Yes.
Yeah. Na parang, that was... And,
no, but at the same time, he wasn't over, I guess, as Cesaro?
No, at that time,
he was already former US champion Cesaro by then.
Oh, was he? Okay.
He had that epic 2 out of 3 falls in Sami, then that takeover match.
At the first takeover,
I couldn't place the timeline.
That was like right after or around the time of We the People. Nagkakabreak lang nila.
No, this was before We the People.
Yeah, okay. Way before.
So, yeah, exactly.
Way before he won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. So,
but didn't he go back after that also? No.
No, 2013 was yung excursion to NXT. Kasi the 2 out of 3 falls with Sami was in August of 2013.
Yeah, and then
the first takeover was Feb 2014.
Tama.
And then he wins the Andre Battle Royal that April at Mania.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do I know these things? Fuck.
You out Sami Zayn Camus.
No, it's Cesaro.
No, I am a Cesaro fan.
It's a Cesaro thing because, like, in my head, I have a very rough timeline of, like, where Sami was at the time. But, like, yeah.
So, we're going to be expecting Cesaro in some NXT UK matches. Let's see who he feuds with.
Walter has already fired a shot.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That should be good.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That's going to be a
It actually does make sense because when you look at the NXT UK landscape, after Tyler Bate, after Pete Dunne, there's really no one left to contend for the NXT UK Championship.
Speaking of the NXT UK Championship, it will be defended by Volta against Tyler Bate. So, I haven't really been following NXT UK, but I know both these guys, and I love Walter, I love Tyler Bate. I would be actually interested to catch this.
Hmm. But this has happened in progress.
Yeah, of course. Parang most of these matchups that you're seeing right now, or, you know, a good number of them, have already happened in some form or fashion.
In some promotion
in European independent wrestling.
I mean, WXW or otherwise. Yeah.
Also, Ilya being a babyface is so weird to me.
Super weird.
But he pulls it off.
He does.
So he's not part of an Imperium?
No, he's not. No. He's not. He is being presented as his weird Aryan babyface.
Oh. But he was part of Ringkampf.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Weird. Right.
Just go with it. It's one of those, just go with it, buddy.
I thought he was a part of Imperium.
No, he's not, sir. That is Marcel Bartel.
Oh, yes.
And Wolf.
Yeah, and Wolf.
Yeah.
Wolfie, who was also with the original
Ringkampf
at some point.
Kaya ako sabi mo Sanity.
No, di ba apat sila? Who's the other guy?
Timothy Thatcher.
Oh, there.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, the American contingent.
I love him. Sorry.
He got a tryout.
He did.
Yes, he did.
I thought he did Bloodsport. That's the last thing I saw him do.
He got a tryout in Canada.
Nice.
All right. You also have an NXT UK Women's Championship match between Toni Storm and Kaylee Ray. So they're the women on the poster. I actually thought Diana Perazzo was the woman on the poster. Si Kaylee Ray pala.
Magkano sila? Magkahawig naman.
Yeah. So other matches on the card, you've got the Grizzled Young Vets defending their tag team championships. I didn't even know they were still champions.
Yes.
Against the Welsh guys, Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster, and against Gallus, Mark Coffey and Wolfgang. Speaking of Gallus, Joe Coffey will be in a last man standing match against Dave Mastiff. All the beef. And
there's
then
so much beef, you know, like on this card. You forget how much beef is on this card, and you're not even talking about Walter.
Yeah, and then if you want some light heavyweight action, you've got Travis Banks and Noam Dar.
Which is good shit also. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, we're not going to do predictions because we're
none of us really follow the product right now.
But if you're looking for a good way to just watch six matches, sit down, watch this.
Yeah, all the beef on TakeOver Cardiff. All right, so that's the wrestling talk for the week. Let's get to that PWR Renaissance review with Mr. Chino Liao. Air horning up.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed, and you're listening to Stan, Ro, and Camus on the SGP podcast. Shut up, Camus!
We're a few days removed from PWR Renaissance, so there is no better time to sit down and pick the whole show apart. That's why we've got Chino here as usual. So Chino, let's set the table. What were your expectations heading into the first Big Four show post Revo X?
A number of things. Number one, I wanted to find out who the Foundation were as individuals and as a stable. Fortunately, Smart Henry and the internet were able to inform me a bit on who the individuals were, who Andrew Carter was, who Chris Target was, who the Garcia brothers were, etc. Right? That's my first expectation.
I mean, you only missed Killa.
Well, yeah. Sabina natin, Killa, fine. who these people were. Right?
We invested in the Foundation. Like, heading into the show.
I was invested more in Andrew Carter. Because, like I said in the previous episode of this Wrestling podcast, I've seen one video of him. Wrestle against RVD for some
that's
promotion
on YouTube
in Australia. Yeah,
yeah, that's the one on YouTube.
It's the one circulating on YouTube. He has a few more out there. Yeah. I did just get to see that one, and that was enough for me to expect one hell of a performance from Andrew the Shark Carter.
All right, so those are your expectations heading into Renaissance. It's basically the Foundation and then the title matches.
Yes.
All right. So, zooming out first before we get into each segment
and
each match.
And we're forgetting about the decision.
All right.
Which has yet to be made. Story-wise, I feel like it's...
Huh? Is it...
I'm pretty sure Indecision 2019 has been resolved.
No? Camus is shaking his head.
What?
Like it hasn't.
Huh? Interesting. So, I'm getting
wait,
all...
after all that, you mean to say that there
we'll
is still this
that.
Hanging
yeah.
over your head?
Yeah, we'll get to
Scooby-Doo
that.
Audi there. Roro.
Yeah, before we get to that, there's still a lot of matches.
Old man Tutan.
Anyway. You want to get to the show proper?
Yeah, let's go through the show.
First of all, I'd like to give props off to Revo Ranger for stepping up as the ring announcer for this one. I can't believe Butch found somebody more conyo than he is.
Really? Yes!
Yes!
Have you not heard, sir?
Have you not heard him speak Tagalog?
Right, yes. Give me examples, because I was in the back. I could barely hear.
The way he just says the Tagalog intros to certain Tagalog wrestlers.
And just know, Reverend Ranger, I know you're listening to this. I love you. But, you know, I gotta clown you because we went to the same high school. Ito yung example. Ang may-ari ng pinakamalupit na sling blade sa buong Pilipinas.
Oh, yeah!
That's
the one. That was the first.
That's what stuck out to me.
Because did people laugh, though?
I don't know if other people got it, but I laughed.
I was also going to say, I don't think it was intentionally conyo, but...
Yeah, it's not. It's
no,
not,
it's not. I mean, it's hard to shake the bell off of you.
Even it's the jitters first time.
No. I got to give him credit. He pronounced Dax's last name right.
Yeah, because that's something Butch
did
never.
Butch,
yes,
I love
yes,
you
yes.
too, but you
yes,
have not
yes.
got it right
yes,
ever
yes,
since.
Yes.
Yeah, Butch can never get Dax Javiera correct. Yes. I don't know why.
I think he's the only one who doesn't know how to say Javiera.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
all got it right.
He's not there when other people are saying it.
No, feeling go, when he reads Dax Javiera, Bile is in his head.
What?
Yeah.
Bile.
Yep,
that's how far we're gonna go on this podcast. But to be fair, in a pinch, Revo Ranger, admirable job.
Yes, good job, Revo Ranger.
Thank you for stepping up, Revo Ranger.
Props to him, man. He did such a good job.
And it also goes to show that everybody has a part to play. That's like yes, when you're organizing events.
Diving pinch hitter.
Yes, everybody has a role to play. But, so
especially the debut of referee Joey Bax.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's that too. People stepping up, but it really proves na hindi mo pwedeng ismalin yung mga people who play integral roles, and that's something that a certain estafador used to always do. Like he would always mock people who were not wrestlers. He'd always put people down. So fuck you.
Right? Yeah,
I was just like, I didn't find that connection. I didn't see it there. But it's true.
No,
but now that I remember, fuck yeah, fuck that guy for belittling everyone. Yeah, but moving on.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about the show.
Okay, fine. Yeah, the show proper.
I have a tension headache.
The first pre-show match was between Gatilio and a Trabajador Cinco.
Yes, so how do you feel about the Trabajadores coming back?
I did not know there were more Trabajadores.
Okay. There will always be shadows.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chino, that you have to understand. Even though the council has reformed.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that the Trabajadores were never gonna come back.
Yeah, I mean, yes, exactly. You can never really physically count shadows, the boss. It's like a big, massive black. So,
well, yes, you can.
Big, massive black! No, like, if you, sure, like, if you're standing, like, a foot against each other, like a big, massive black from,
like a black villain? Is what you're saying?
Wait, let's not go there.
No. What I'm saying is...
You'll be the first one to tell you.
What I'm saying is, Ang Shadows is a...
It's an uncountable noun.
Yes, exactly.
So how did Gatilio and Trabajador Cinco look out there?
They looked really good. This is the first time I've seen Gatilio wrestle.
What?
A full match.
Yeah, a full match.
He was in the Battle Royale.
Sure.
Yeah. So in the same singles match.
This is his first singles match.
Oh, yeah. I think he looked really good. Mm-hmm. He could have put Cinco out really quickly.
Yeah.
But he didn't because he wanted to send the message, I guess, as a stand.
As a stand?
That's your JoJo reference. Right?
Yeah, boy!
I haven't seen it, though.
Shout out to the man behind the Gatilio character for being very resourceful with his costumes.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you guys off the air where he got his outfit and how much he got it for.
The way he looks is very, very good.
He definitely got the Matanza shit.
I like the mask. I like the jumpsuit. And he pairs it well with his athleticism.
All right.
So good job on Gatilio.
Next up, you've got Gatilio's boss or his tag team partner, however
his
you want to call their relationship. Dax Xaviera taking on Bolt.
The weeb fight.
Actually, yeah, battle them all weeb.
That's what I heard the crowd say, a weeb fight.
Both were dressed as...
As a weeb. Well,
anime-centric. The anime-centric
Dax Xaviera walked out in a Trece-inspired get-up, right?
Well, he's always in Trece-inspired
exactly.
Outfits.
So yeah. I don't really know if that's a weeb.
But the ring thing. Gear was Bakugan.
Sorry?
Bakugan.
Okay,
Bakugan's like MHA, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Bolt is also MHA-inspired. So.
Yes, okay. Yon nagets ko pa yon. But a lot of the... Sorry, guys. A lot of these anime references, hindi ko nagigets. I know they had a few spots there.
Yeah, same here. Like, for me, I just know the basic shit. Like, okay, that's what you're referencing.
Yeah, diba?
That's about it.
Like, when he shouted Detroit Punch, nagets ko pa yon because I've seen, like, 5 episodes. But apart from everything else, it just went over my head. I will say that in this match, I saw something that the crowd called out and it took me out of the suspended animation part of it all. Which when the referee checked on a down Dax Xaviera and then for some reason glanced behind him and saw Gatilio step into the ring and jump box.
Right.
So medyo yikes yun. Medyo nakakasira siya ng moment for me. It was good until that point.
I didn't actually catch that glance, so... Now that you bring it up.
And we saw a few people beside me were all like, oh, neon! But they were really adamant about it, especially because the referee turned around and saw... Posibleng hindi, because he literally just did this. And
turned
to his head.
That's a line of vision.
So, parang, how are you still going to work that if it's physically not possible?
Right.
So, yun lang yung gripe ko about this match.
Okay, next up, you had the YOLO Twins taking on the newly formed hashtag PWOG.
Yes, with that 6-6 theme, man.
Which is now available on YouTube.
Yeah, shout out to Roberto Senna and Nino.
Not just them. It was an entire team, the folks at Sunnyside Studios.
Yes, okay, yun pala.
Which Anton Magno is part of.
Yeah, okay. So a bunch of guys. Basically the first two names that popped into my head.
Yeah, and Nino did the first verse. Senna's on the hook.
Yes.
Yeah, so Anton Bagos also in there.
Somewhere.
Yeah, Julag Bayani also on that track.
So, and daming tao dito sa theme na to. And even their new tights were pretty good. Yeah. I did not expect the theme. I did not expect the tights. There was some teasing on social media from JDL's part about getting Ken Warren to tag with him.
Yeah.
Diba? For some reason, I thought Joel Torre would be JDL's partner.
Why? In what universe? Okay, wait. Chino.
Hey, first of all,
PWOG, Chino, what?
First of all, he's Tatang, okay? he got the shit on lock. How dare you, Tamos?
I was gonna say, no. Dapat
si Gatilio yung bata niya.
Because I was gonna say,
Gatilio gigripuhan kay.
I was gonna say, if Joel Torre was there, you'd think you would have seen more Inasal
references. That's true. Okay, so, to be fair, yes. But I'm glad that it actually ended up being Ken Warren. OGs of PWR, diba? We've seen him all the way back since the MCS days. And
the very first Renaissance. Diba?
And we've even seen them exchange blows in Bayanihan Center for the PHX Championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm. And at Path of Gold.
Basically, this is they faced each other, but I don't think they've ever been on the same side.
Yeah.
So to see them united like this, especially after the WWE tryouts that they went through, ganda lang panoorin.
Which we still need to get them on the podcast for.
Oh yeah, that's true.
In a few weeks, right?
Yeah, they always a guest thing.
Yeah, they always a guest thing. And you know what? I just want to say, also, I want that shirt. I want that shirt. Yung pinagawa nilang one-offs, I hope that becomes merch.
Yeah, Kamus is referring to the Philippine Wrestling OG shirt, in case anybody...
It's nice,
The new gear is sick. This... How they were able to unify different gimmicks and unify them under this unique logo. Ang ganda. So,
how about the match? What did you think about the match?
Again, we're talking about OGs, the YOLO Twins. Let's not count them out. They've been around for a while.
Long while now.
So this was a lot of chemistry involved between the four of them. I love all the spots they did here. I love the super kick party that they threw during the match.
Quadruple super kick.
Yeah, we saw that during, but with different people. I remember seeing that same spot in one of the Path of Golds, but with different people.
Yes, this is at a Bayanihan show.
Yes, right? So to see that again, it was treat. Definite treat. Ken Warren and Jake DeLeon picking up the victory actually might mean better things for them, you know, down the ways. Maybe a tag team championship match.
So you want this to be a permanent thing?
Yes, I hope this team up lasts longer than Ken Warren's last team up. We all know how that happens. Right?
Well,
all right. Next up, you had Cuatro taking on the tag team partner of Santong Caballo, Banal na Aso,
which is also going to be part of my review, diba?
Okay.
No.
Because it was a match. Okay, let's admit
it was a match.
Okay. Cuatro worked double duty.
They announced it as a special challenge. Now, at first, I didn't know if it's such a smart idea for the champ to wrestle twice in one night.
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, first of all, si Santong Caballo, si
Nauli ka.
Gotcha.
Si Dong Abay. Dong he did the Triple H entrance and medyo na duruan ako. Medyo na offend ako.
Kasi hindi ko kilala.
Who is this motherfucker?
Pero, nung nag-alis na siya ng mask, siya si Jake Cuenca, hindi na ako choosy. Okay, kasi Jake Cuenca yun, diba?
How did you react when he unmasked and he revealed himself?
I actually was a little confused.
Like, what the fuck is Jake Cuenca
diba?
Doing here?
Exactly. Why is he wrestling now all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Diba? Why did he have to wrestle in a mask even?
That's true. That's also a good question.
Yeah, right? But I actually entered, as I was walking into the Power Mac spotlight, I started seeing camera cases and film equipment.
Yung RSVP.
Yes, professional grade Apple boxes and C-stands. And the filmmaker of 10 years ago in me started, had this gears turning.
Hindi man lang yung rigs at ringside.
No, because you see the box before you get
there. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so I saw that and I was like, I've never seen professional grade equipment here before. Diba? Tapos may nagsiset up pa ng tripod, ng dolly, ng...
So you knew something was
up. So sabi ko, maybe it's for another ABS-CBN thing.
Malay mo, diba? Big time na kami.
Diba? Right? Exactly. Now to see it, after finding out what the purpose was behind this whole setup. Actually, it because I am only afraid of a promotion using a celebrity just for the sake of using a celebrity.
Okay.
I am wary of.
So you hate WrestleMania?
Yes, I am wary of when they just have a celebrity just there for the sake of putting it over.
So yeah. You hated David Arquette?
Yeah, we see this a lot, not just in professional wrestling, but also in professional sports.
Yes.
Diba?
Sure.
So I dislike that a lot. Kasi wala namang, when it does get the publicity out there, it doesn't really relate to what the sport actually is.
Right.
Diba? So I was already wary of that fact. However, after finding out the purpose behind all of this, parang nag-make sense naman siya sa akin.
Yeah, that purpose being Jake Cuenca was actually shooting for his movie.
Okay, so yeah, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to say that, but
yeah, I think
you
it's
are.
Pretty obvious na no.
There's
so
a
he
movie.
Was shooting a movie and it involved a wrestling scene, and it's basically what happened was it's the bapang. So what happened was they needed to shoot an actual wrestling show. Diba?
Yeah.
Like yes. How they do it in Hollywood with the NBA games, right?
Yes.
So all in all, it's fine.
I always wonder how they do that. It's NBA games. Anyway, well, now we know.
They do it during an actual NBA game.
Yeah, that's how they did the scenes with Florence Pugh and Zelina Vega for Fighting With My Family.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they shot it at the end of a Raw taping in LA.
Hmm. Things
so
like that.
My live crowd, they really simulated the experience. And from where I was at backstage, I really tried to get a peek of the audience while Jake Cuenca was unmasking. Because I was like, oh, this is going to be a nuclear pop. And true enough, it was.
It was.
People melted in their seats.
Yeah, and escalating pa yung pagtili
yes.
na mga
may,
baw.
I have to realize it. Oh. There's this whole, I know that voice.
Actually, naposesan ko siya. But then I couldn't like pinpoint which celebrity this guy was until...
And then bilang pagka-unmask.
Actually, nung una, nung umabas siya, I was trying to figure out who this jobber was. Like,
this fucking jobber.
Bakit? Maybe it's one of the young boys?
Sitong jabron niya ito, dinuranaw ah.
Sino ba ito? Like,
okay, wait. I want to ask you, because you've seen our young boys.
Yeah.
You've seen...
Malay nga, na-recute niyo si White Shirt, diba? Or si maganda katawan, diba? Malay nga, I don't know.
I don't know who these people are. Anyway. So after the Jake
Cuenca,
you don't
know who Redshirt Jobber is? Oh my god!
They have no names.
Yeah,
we
you
cannot
do.
Identify.
Oh,
them.
Yeah, you do. Okay, these guys. All yeah. right. So after Cuatro versus Banal na Aso / Jake Cuenca, we go to the main show.
Yes,
and
the main card picks
yeah.
up.
So you've got the three-way tag team match for the titles: Kakae Bros versus the Network versus the Garcia Brothers.
The Garcia Brothers building some good healing with the. That promo they cut, na parang, I wanted to leave the Philippines. That was my dream. That was good. I actually loved that pop. It really got the crowd to boo them.
Yeah.
It was harder though because the crowd was full of smarks. So instead of siding against the Garcia brothers, they're like, yeah, hey, oh, gusto ko din umalis ng Pilipinas eh. Diba? Parang,
that's not really smarky. That's just being Filipino.
Is it, I don't know. The way I felt is it worked against them.
Yeah,
if they tried.
There's a diaspora, man.
But I could hear the boos naman from backstage.
Meron naman, pero from where I was, which is towards the curtain.
The smarkier side.
Mas narinig ko yung...
Like
all that. So, I mean, the Garcia brothers did their job. Shout out to Marco Garcia, aka Zach Gibson. For,
I would say he looks more like Jordan Devlin, actually.
I actually didn't get Jordan Devlin, but now that I think about it, yeah. So, for being super athletic, he's what, 6 flat?
Yeah, he's about 5'11". My height. Yeah,
5'11", and he just flew out of that ring like he was a cruiserweight. So, parang ang ganda lang panoorin nung chemistry nilang dalawa. The Network and the Kakae Bros really stepped up, though, I have to say. We've seen them face each other before, so it's good to see them step up to international competition as well.
All right, next up, what's next?
The I quit match.
That's
sorry.
Right, John Sebastian versus Vlad Sincic,
yes.
And if John Sebastian were to lose, he'd be stripped of power.
Yes, this is easily the bloodiest PWR match I've seen. So, and I'm saying that as a positive.
Okay.
I don't
agree with that, but okay. I don't either. I was like,
yeah, were you not there for Panzer versus the Apocalypse?
Were you not there for
I was not there for that.
For Tunay na Mainit? Which was Oof. In Photon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
That tag match. Oh, yep. God.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, FRH versus Deadly Sins. That was pretty bloody.
This one I feel like is still. I don't remember those matches.
Okay. So why was this the bloodiest, has no memory but in a good way?
Because they really put up their metal in this match. Tinaya talaga nila yung buhay nila with the two thumbtack spots.
Oh yeah, that was uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable, but I wanted to see that grit. Na hindi lang puro baking sheet.
Okay. Yung nakikita. Sure.
Like it's been common in PWR hardcore matches baking to see sheets. A baking sheet, to see a gimmick weapon of some sort, whether it be a feather or Lego bricks.
Na so gusto mo tinataya nila yung buhay mo para sa entertainment mo.
Yes, if you want to make a hardcore match, why not just make it hardcore?
No, I get it. You want to see a death match. You don't want to see a hardcore match.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's what
look at you being edgy and
shit. Say this.
Isn't this what it's built as?
It was an I Quit match.
Yeah, it was an I Quit match. But, not necessarily death.
No, but I mean, going into it, wasn't Vlad Sincic?
It is. Okay.
Well, Vlad Sincic is the crazy person.
Wasn't John Sebastian willing to go that far? Didn't he bill himself as that?
True. Well, John Sebastian is also a crazy person.
Yeah, exactly. So why not just put two crazy people and then make them go crazy?
I think that's basically what we got.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm saying we got what was billed.
You got what was promised
yes,
to you.
Yes, and in that regard, I guess I am very satisfied. I like how even through one thumbtack bump, John Sebastian still had the courage to say, fuck you, 3000. Right. I lost it there.
That was good. That was good. That was good shit.
Okay. But in the end, John Sebastian lost.
Yeah.
So I don't know what this means for management.
Sol.
Poch is now Sol GM.
So, puro konyo na lahat.
Hey,
wow.
Okay.
Sorry, Poch. I love you. You know that.
Poch listens to this podcast.
I love you, Poch. But yeah.
All right, next up, you had the number one contenders match for the PHX title, Zayden Trudeau versus Cali Nueva.
Sponsored by 99.5 Play FM.
Hey.
That's right.
What's their tagline now?
Number one for all the hits and new music.
Yeah. There you go.
I was gonna say best music on the planet per ibang station.
Pala. Yeah, that's
the one before.
The one before it. Yes.
Anyway, I don't work in radio anymore. I don't really care.
You don't say.
So I it was just confusing for me to see like a particular sponsorship for the match.
But the match itself.
The match itself was pretty good. I have to say, we've seen them wrestle. Incredibly well in the previous show.
Ever since Revo X, they've been
right. So you come into this match with high expectations. I wanted to see them do the incredible spots that we got from the get go. Palang 450 and the elbow na kagad, diba? From opposing guys, sure, but it was still there as promised. Mm-hmm. I will say though that I have a thing against. Roll up finishes.
Okay.
I
just want, especially since this wasn't the last time it's happened in this whole show.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just want to see people hit finishes. Just be a bit more decisive with the finishes.
Okay.
All you know, right. Just hindi nakachamba lang.
But how does your neck feel like after watching that match?
I mean, there's a reason why they say don't try this at home, diba? Leave it to the professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are really at the top of their wrestling game now as it stands. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever they do in the ring, I'm pretty sure it's because they trust each other to put it off well.
Alright, next up, you had the returning Nina taking on her former BFF, Imabayashi.
Oh, yes. Okay. We all know that Ralph picks up the win with another roll-up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't really have a problem with the match. It was well wrestled. Nina came out with new gear and a new theme.
Well, technically, this is a re-debut for her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so a rehash of Nina as a wrestler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't have a problem with the match. What I do have a problem with now is Ralph's arc as a character.
Imabayashi's arc.
Okay, Imabayashi's arc as a character. Because while I get that he's on this redemption tour, diba, with Nina, now that he's closed that chapter with the hug, diba, after all the awkwardness of the Greco-Roman figure lock.
Oh, yeah, there was that.
and the awkward springboard, right?
Nakarami din na awkward moments.
Diba? Madami din eh. Nakakatawa yung part din. But what I do have, what I'm concerned about, let's say, concerned about is how he's just circling around his own story.
Alright.
Because he's still working with the same people he started his journey with.
So,
I would rather much see him work with other people.
So, as opposed to like ghosts of Imabayashi's past, you'd rather see him like clean break, move on.
Yes, kasi okay yung story na yun eh. Na, okay, redemption arc, kupal ako dati, so now I'm trying to make it up to my former partner, to the people I betrayed, yada, yada, yada. That's fine. But if you really want to push the story forward, I'd feel like it's better if you move him along into maybe a different title chase.
Okay.
Maybe a different rivalry. All right.
Okay. All right.
I think those avenues are also worth exploring.
Okay.
Anything else on Nina Imabayashi?
No, that's all I really have to say.
All right. Next up, you have the All Out Warla Championship match between Killa and Martivo.
Yeah, Killa, who is not Filipino, right?
He is
Filipino.
He is half Pinoy.
So he's the third half Pinoy. Because
he's a cousin of the Garcias.
Okay, that makes sense now. Because he walked out to a Pinoy mix of Here Comes a Boom. Is it?
No. It's a different rap song. Like, it's a local song.
Okay.
That he found, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yung Black and Yellow was the Garcias, diba?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's probably what I was thinking of. Okay. From the start of this match, I felt like Martivo's biggest challenge was Killa. Especially with the announcement of his previous accolades. Former champion of Benito. But I don't really...
Yes, he has pedigree.
But he has pedigree, exactly. He has a resume coming into this match. However, as the match progressed, I really didn't feel any sort of anything for Killa. Like, it didn't feel moving enough for me as an audience member to boo Killa or cheer Martivo.
Yeah.
Okay? Not that I have anything against Martivo, but definitely, it felt like the partner of Martivo in this match really was just there. It wasn't escalated enough for me.
So did you want the match to be more violent?
No, I need a match. I wanted Killa to be more of a heel. I wanted him to really impose his heelness onto Martivo.
Uh-huh.
Diba? Which he didn't really do. He picked on the referee, but then the referee fought back. So parang wala din nangyari, diba?
So the referee pulled the camus.
Exactly. So parang I wanted there to be more of something for me to hate Killa, which there really wasn't any.
Sorry. It's okay. Anything else on the All Out War match?
I'm glad though that this match was wrestled under All Out War rules.
Okay.
I've always had a gripe against an All Out War title not being wrestled under such rules. So I'm glad that we at least got that. The end game jumping Martivo at the end of after this match is actually interesting because it gives them trajectory. Hindi na lang sila stable that's just there.
Yeah.
Diba? It gives John Evander a goal.
Jan Evander.
Sorry, misspoke. Jan Evander a goal. It also gives depth into the whole Nintendo AB3 drama.
Yeah.
Diba? At the same time, we see Robin again. Robin, who we saw last show. Against Jemmerlin. If I'm not right?
Yes.
Against Jemmerlin. So I actually thought that she was still a heel. So I don't know what her deal is now, siding with Martivo.
Makes the save for an old friend.
Diba? Maybe. But then, what happens to her previous arc? Is it pushed aside now?
TBA. We shall see.
TBA.
So yeah, it's interesting. A lot of new branches in story appeared because of this one segment. And I really liked it.
Right, next up, you had the post-intermission match between MSG and the Naughty Boys.
Yeah, okay. Typical heel antics for Mr. C and company. Mr. C did a good job.
In his debut.
Putting off a Shane McMahon. everybody appreciated that. I gotta say. So props to you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Uh, I also like the fact that you came out in Camus's high school jersey.
Not really.
Magka-size.
That was several pounds ago for Camus. Yeah.
That was high many. School Camus. That was high school Camus is the same size as Stannis. Current me.
I can't imagine that.
Wow. Okay. So, the rest of it was good. Yeah. You get the typical, like I said, typical heel antics, typical papasok odds sa palingkita.
Yeah.
Type of matchup with it. The whole moment for me that won me over in this match, kasi as a match okay lang siya.
Yeah.
The moment that really got to me was when Grab Camus walks out with the steel chair, kasi kala mo yan na matatalo na naman sila,
yeah,
because of Camus,
right?
Because he hit the referee's now down. But then when Cap picked up the chair and Cap stabbed every single naughty boy in the ring behind the back,
yeah,
everybody just lost it. I lost it. The people in the Revelation lost it. Kasi ang ganda. It was so unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
It was so compelling.
Yeah, but you know, it's not that great for Camus. Because he gets hit again.
Right? Because he started it, essentially.
Yeah.
So,
so kasalanan naman ni Camus?
He has some fault in it. I have to say. Hindi siya blameless.
He's not blameless.
I don't know how you can say that you are, since you brought the chair into the ring in the first place. Right? So is that fair for me to say? Right?
Yeah, Camus is just nodding.
Because he's talking about me. I let the reviewer get his opinion out. I'm not here to change minds.
No, we're not asking you to change his mind.
We're just asking you to react.
Yeah. I'm trying to be as unbiased here as
possible. I'm trying to be as unbiased here too, but okay.
Yeah, how can you be unbiased? You got hit in a chair.
Oh,
in a chair.
Took a chair shot to the head on Sunday.
You know, even if Cap's motives are unclear, I am very, very satisfied with this. It's just because it gives you a new story to follow. It gives you something else to look forward to. This MSG and Naughty Boys rivalry, we've talked about this before. It's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Now, and it's just them versus them, right? Good versus evil. Diba? One versus the other. So to add this new dimension to it, it makes it more interesting now.
Yeah, so MSG's run as the plot device for this
Naughty Boys.
This chapter of the Naughty Boys arc has been completed.
Yeah.
So you see you again next year!
Yes.
Sino naman yung magta-turn next year?
Isa-isa. Si Boss Gemmerlin na.
No, Renaissance is, for all intents and purposes, has been pretty big for the Naughty Boys. They won the titles last year at Renaissance.
And now they lost a member.
And now they lost a member the following year. So let's see what happens next year to the Naughty Boys at Renaissance.
Baka PWR champion si Grab Camus.
Wow. Aiming a little big there, huh?
PWR champion si Grab Camus for MSG?
I'm talking about the unrealistic expectations. We all know that's not going to happen. Okay, let's move on. No. It's never going to happen, guys!
Demon ng Evan Carlo.
Right, next up, we had Crystal versus Jay Serra.
All right. I also had high expectations for this match. I've given both these wonderful wrestlers their props in many a podcast review. However, again, I just want to see people hit finishers. I don't want them to risk their necks, okay? That's not what I want. I just want a clear, decisive story told.
Okay.
And for me, that means a finisher.
Mm-hmm.
That means some sort of
definitive finish.
Definitive conclusion to a match.
So you wanted to see Crystal's finisher or Jay Serra's finisher?
Yes.
I forget what Crystal's is. I know Jay Serra's is the Mockingjay.
Yes. See Crystal. I don't know what she calls it, but I believe it's the Soul Food.
Oh yeah, Soulmate.
Soulmate.
There. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what Mia Yim calls it.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So I don't really know what she calls it. I'm sorry, Crystal.
Yeah, she calls it Soulmate.
Soulmate. Okay, there we go. I wanted to see what is that from either of them. However, I feel like it still accomplished its goal, even if it didn't do it for me. Crystal is still pissed off at Jay Serra because she took an L. And Jay Serra still walks off with some momentum. So yeah, I guess that's fine. But again, I don't really care for roll-up shows.
All right.
Next up, you had the finals of the PWR Championship Tournament, or the number one contenders tournament for the PWR Championship between Chris Panzer and Mike Madrigal.
Okay, can I just say how much better Panzer has gotten on the mic?
Yes.
As a heel.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We've seen him before do a promo in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
It was very faltered.
Mm-hmm.
It was very all over the place, I have to say. But this promo that Chris Panzer cut in the video with Mike Madrigal, he had to step up to a guy who also does very good promo work.
Yeah.
Diba? So ang ganda lang panoorin ng dynamic nila pareho. Kasi pareho silang badass, pareho silang rocker, pareho silang kupal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they have different sides to the story. Chris Panzer was talking about selling out, why it was right for him to do so. Mike Madrigal was just talking about beating Chris Panzer's face up. And then it's super entertaining. So
thank you.
Kudos to Chris Panzer and to the rest of MSG.
No, we appreciate that.
No, I directed that video.
Yes.
No, because whoever did what they had to do to help Chris out with his promo work.
And I was Stan's lines.
Yeah, diba? Good. Good job, Chris Panzer.
All right. So what about the match?
The match itself was very, very good as well. Again, I'm not here to knock any of the wrestling, okay? It's still classic PWR. It's still two vets of the promotion going at each other. Although I have to say, I don't remember them facing each other.
Parang never one-on-one.
But this is technically the first time.
I think they might have crossed in Path of Gold, but that's about it.
Right? But yeah, to see them face each other, especially for when the finish mattered, mm-hmm. With Mr. C rearing.
With stakes.
Yeah, with Mr. C rearing his ugly head again.
Again.
To basically guarantee the victory for Chris Panzer. It was actually very good. It's very well wrestled, well told, well paced. The aftermath of this match is very good, considering of what has happened. I like how they're giving Quattro, who of course retained the title.
Yeah. Later on, yeah, it happens later.
Because if the beautiful poster wasn't enough of a spoiler, then nakalagay na doon Quattro versus Panzer even before the match concluded. So parang okay guys, okay, so fine. I guess we don't care about spoilers anymore.
Hindi naman siya. It wasn't explicit.
Yeah, it wasn't explicit.
Yeah, but I mean, to certain people.
Yeah, if you were that astute to divine the
well,
fact
well, yeah,
that
okay.
that was what the match was.
Okay.
But otherwise,
I mean, can't Panzer be on the poster
because he is
a beautiful man?
Oh,
but then
Lots of beautiful human.
Is Quattro not a beautiful man? Is Ill Bill, Billy Suede, not a beautiful man?
Well,
He is the
Pinoy Kushida.
Okay, so anyway, regardless of whatever I was trying to make.
I get the point.
I like how they're giving Quattro a heel.
Yeah.
And a heel that's actually dangerous. Chris Panzer is a former two-time champion.
Mm-hmm.
He now has this new edge to him. Demonyo na siya, di ba?
Yeah.
So,
new merch says so.
Right? Exactly. And he has a crew to back him up.
Yeah.
Diba? We find out later on that they are dangerous, that they can put a hurt into Quattro.
Oh, I've known that they were dangerous a long time ago, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, you did that to yourself.
Victim blaming on puta.
Thanks, Chino.
Okay. So, regardless though, I feel like this is a good matchup on paper. Parang face versus heel, the classic face-off.
Right.
As far as Mike Madrigal goes, he gets an international opportunity against also a former champion of Pilipinas in Beautiful
Pilipinas.
So I like how they're giving international opportunities to guys who don't necessarily travel out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
At least the opportunities to learn are coming to them.
Right.
They get this exposure from top talents like Billy Suede and, as we find out later, Target and Andrew Carter.
Yes.
So good for them for getting these opportunities in.
Speaking of Chris Target, he's up next. PHX Championship match against Chino Ginto.
Yes. This is actually one of the marquee matchups I was looking forward to. Now, I didn't really get to see a Chris Target matchup, but for some reason, the reviews I've read online, the articles about Chris Target.
What's out there about him.
What's out there about him. actually goes to show that he has pedigree. Mm-hmm. He has the training to back up what he says. And we see it when he enters the ring. He does a good job getting the crowd to boo him. Mm-hmm. He does a good job using his size to overpower Chido Ginto. And Chris Target is not the lightest person when you see him in person.
Because like when you put Chris Target up against Chino Ginto, both guys are... Chino is not a small man.
Yes, yes, exactly. But then Chris Target is definitely not a small man. Mm-mm. He's like, what, 2-3 Chino Gintos easily. But he moves around with such light feet that it was incredible to watch. And he was able to antagonize Chino so effectively that when Chino got the victory, it was compelling for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe that he overcame such stiff odds. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anything else about the PHX title match?
Yeah, it's actually one of the better matches for me of the night.
All right, let's go to the main event. PWR Championship match. Andrew the Shark Carter taking on Cuatro.
Okay, Andrew Carter, like I said, although let's go to this first point. This one I really found entertaining. Andrew Carter walks out and develops tries to build some heat for himself and calls out the Filipino women.
I remember this bit.
Right? Yes. Like, oh, the Filipino women, they said they were all pretty. And then for some reason, all the guys started cheering. But lalaki yung nag-cheer kung Filipino women yung nagsasalita. So it's just weird to me that it got that sort of reaction that guys were taking the compliment for, hey, ano yung babae mag-cheer, diba guys, next time? Don't take the compliment for the ladies. Anyway, it was just a weird moment for me. I will say, however, that Andrew Carter is such a professional in the ring. The way he moves, the way he wrestled Cuatro, it's you can easily tell that he's a veteran in that ring. Mm-hmm. The way he moves, with the way he wrestles, with the way he tells a story. But the way he even speaks, his moveset, it's all very
Lanchado.
It's all very very top tier WWE for me, even.
Okay.
Right? It's very polished. So I like how even if Cuatro isn't flying out and wrestling in all these regional promotions or international promotions, that the international experience is coming to him. Like I said, he gets this opportunity at a new learning tree. So, kudos to them because they really brought the best out of each other. You know, they really worked very well together. And so much so that even the Revonation agreed.
They asked
Andrew Carter to come back.
Yeah.
They asked the rest of the Foundation to come back. And I agree. The Foundation should definitely come back because they are just such good wrestlers to watch.
It's nice na heading in. Of course, not a lot of people knew about the Foundation, but they used Renaissance as a platform to get the Revo Nation invested.
Yes. So, and ganda din, kasi, like, remember how last show I wasn't really sure of who they were?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't really have. Not that I have anything against them, but I don't really know what to do when I see, oh, may apat na puti na pupunta sa Pilipinas.
You didn't have a reason to care.
It's not compelling enough for me, but now I can see that it definitely is. I know who they are as wrestlers. I know what they can do in the ring. I know what their personas are.
And now you care.
Now I care. Definitely.
Now let's talk about the segment that closed off the show, and that was MSG attacking Cuatro.
It was actually, it showed some teeth. MSG showed their teeth. Although I will say, Mr. C, you owe me royalties for that line I fed
you. Yeah, he does. I wasn't expecting him to use it so soon.
Mga apat na ampaw lang, pwede. Mga apat na ampaw lang.
Yung makapal.
Na makapal.
Yeah.
Na may laman.
Na may laman naman.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, like I said before, MSG, Chris Panzer is already an established talent.
Yeah.
And to have such as to have a crew behind him to do his every whim, to beat on Cuatro.
But is it his whim? Is it all his
actually,
whim?
Actually, you know what? Exactly. There's another point there. Diba? Na who is really pulling the strings here? Mm-hmm. Is it just him? Is it Mr. C? Who knows? Camus says it's Mr. C, but I feel like Camus is trying to point the blame at somebody else. She's still not over what happened.
Now, a lot of people were asking after the fact they were actually checking up on me. And I just want to say that I actually got hurt pretty bad.
Got potatoed.
Yeah, yes, medyo nahalata ko din yun kasi went from where I was seated. It took a while for you to stand up.
Yeah,
good few minutes at least.
Right.
So,
At least he sold him.
Diba? At least he sold. It
really hurt. So, Cuatro can pack a punch.
Yeah. Well, right. He did used to be an MMA fighter.
Well, yes. So when you get hit by an MMA fighter, you go down like you got hit by an MMA fighter.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know. But all said and done, I can't wait for this matchup between Cuatro and Chris Panzer, the Demonio Chris Panzer.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's zoom out. And do you have a grade for the show?
Yes. I am actually going to give PWR Renaissance 2019... a solid A-.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. A- because of all the roll-ups. I mean,
that's valid. When you're talking A-, A+, yes. S-tier, roll-ups can make the difference.
Yeah. It's just not my thing. It's just,
yeah. It happens.
Yeah. You know, you have all this talent, use them, guys.
And otherwise, I mean, you don't have anything that's glaring.
Yes, no, nothing else beyond that. Just the whole finishers.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. The thing that really got to me.
Okay.
All right.
Any other awards?
Yeah, let's hand out awards.
Yeah. Let's go to the spot of the night, which goes to Cap. The Dark Cap.
All right.
Cap Evil. What is his new name?
Just Capitan Cap.
Evil? Tutan Extreme? I don't know. Black Tutan.
So Tutan going all Seth Rollins yes. on the Naughty Boys.
The
Black
Swerve.
Tutan. Let's go with Dark Tutan. Dark Tutan.
The Swerve.
Dark Tutan.
From Dark Tutan.
All right.
Which seems to affect all the Naughty Boys now.
Yeah, no shit.
As per social media.
Mm-hmm.
We can see Camus making a face. Jemmerlin posting a lot of emotional.
I think a lot of you. I think you guys are the five stages of an
five stages of grief.
All different stages, exactly.
Jemmerlin is pretty much anger.
Yeah.
See, Evan Garlow is what, denial, maybe.
Probably. I know. Trian is depression yeah. because
he shut up.
Yeah. He shut up as a con.
Yeah. What is your ring climbing experience? Shining acceptance. He's the new fifth naughty boy na promote siya.
No, he's always been there. Yeah. He's always been a member. Guys, don't forget that he started out as Steel Steps.
Yeah.
Now that he became the ring climbing experience, you know, he's been in and out of the group, but we still acknowledge that ring climbing experience is a member of the Naughty Boys.
No, you're just happy na hindi siya nag-turn kasi mas masakit yun.
Bigat nun eh. Sino bubuhat nun doon?
Right.
Okay, so that's your spot
what
of the
was,
night.
Yeah, what was your match of the night?
I actually have two matches of the night. First going to Mike Madrigal and Chris Panzer.
All right.
As pro wrestling vets and just some of the hardest hits I've ever seen them deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And my second match is going to Chyna Ginto and Chris Target.
All right. Okay. And who was your star of the night?
I have a guest star in the person of Andrew Shark Carter.
Kala ko si Jake Quinn kay star of the night.
Well, he is a star.
Well, he's already a celebrity. He doesn't need the push from a fan.
Doesn't need to be rocket strapped by Chyna Liao.
Rocket strapper Chyna Liao.
Oh my god, diba? Put Jake Quinn over.
Alright, so Andrew Carter was your guest star
yes,
of the night.
But
yeah.
My actual star of the night as a whole.
Yeah.
Is MSG
nice?
All
right. Unpaid. This is not paid.
This is not a paid advertisement.
That's the talo. Eh. They were asked one for something. They had two matches and they won both matches.
Okay.
Gusto ko yung may All Filipino award cut. So may best import.
Oh, and daming import. Eh. Last time, to be fair, ang daming import.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maraming import. Hindi mo i-recognize yung import.
Right.
Right.
All import team.
Right. Exactly. So I feel like MSG deserves a nod. In terms of the amount of victories they've racked. All
right.
And this is the first time a stable or group has clean swept.
Are you kidding? Hasn't the Naughty Boys done that before?
No, we've clean lost.
Yeah, they clean
we've
lost.
Lost out.
They've gotten swept.
We've been swept.
At their own event.
Yeah.
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 Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, right. All right, there you have it. The review of PWR Renaissance 2019. Chino, thank you very much for your review.
Anytime, guys.
Let's close out the show with our picks of the week. I'm going to start and I'll pick Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre, their first round matchup in the King of the Ring tournament. And while I was upset with the result, I can't lie, it was a good match. Hassle lang kasi nasira yung bracket ko because I picked
also
Drew to win.
Now we are one step closer to King Baron Corbin. Yes!
Burn in hell, Chino now.
You know it's about to happen though.
Sorry. Hey, Chino.
What?
Fuck you. What's your pick?
My pick for this week is actually from NXT TakeOver Toronto.
Kasi
ngayon ko lang siya panood.
Kaya pala ayaw mo sabihin.
Ngayon ko lang siya panood eh. So technically counted pa yun, diba? Kasi this week mo pinanood.
Okay, fine.
And it's on demand. It's Io Shirai and Candice LeRae. Right. Which I call the best wrestling I've ever seen in a while.
Yeah, and I, you know, fine.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
so good though.
But guys,
so
okay, admittedly, if you didn't watch this when it happened, I feel bad for you because
yeah,
that was very great.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yes, it
so
was.
Good. Even 2 weeks removed. So good.
Okay. Mine is Murphy Ali from the first round of the King of the Ring as well. Really good. And I know it's about time that these guys got another match on SmackDown.
Yeah. I mean, they barely, you know, they barely worked against each other in 205 Live.
Not barely. They did so all the time.
For stakes.
Okay, fine.
That's the thing, and this is a big stakes match. Yeah, I mean, if we were being strict about it, this would have been my pick as well. But I'm gonna be a homer here.
Okay,
I'm gonna be a complete homer here. I pick YOLO Twins versus PWOGs, and not just because I want the shirt. I want the shirt, JD Kenwa. I want those shirts. But this is one of those matches that showcases some of the best tag team wrestling in the country right now. This is candidate for Full Match Fridays, and I really enjoyed it. Like of everything that came out of the show, this was the one that I want to see. I want everyone else to see if they have to see one thing.
All right, there you have it, our picks of the week. Chino, thanks again for joining us, and we're gonna remind you once again.
Wait, I had a choice.
You always have a goddamn choice.
Anyway, thanks guys. Thanks.
All right. Chino,
yeah,
fuck
just,
you.
Last few reminders: you've got PWR Live Beautiful happening on September 22. That is 2 days after WWE Live in Manila.
Ooh, what a weekend that's gonna be!
Any events, Chino?
Comedy Manila has a bunch of shows to close out the month of August.
Hey.
This Friday they will be at Funny Friday's Promenade. This Saturday is leg number 2 of the Comedy Manila Theater Series, this time happening at our old stomping grounds, the Power Mac Center Spotlight.
Hey.
I will be there as a ticket person.
Okay. So how much are tickets?
Tickets are at 500 pesos. They are going fast, guys.
Wow.
Going
wow.
fast. Best,
yeah, because
the very best of Comedy Manila is at the show.
And
Chino is the best ticket guy
yeah,
that they
and
have.
The
That's
best,
why Shane nakastation doon.
The best FOH people in comedy are also going to be there.
Kasama ba si Aldrin?
Yeah, si Aldrin's going
yeah,
to be there
nice.
as an usher. Basta, just drop by and have yourself a good laugh for the last few days of August.
And you know, for a lot of you guys listening, it's not an unfamiliar venue.
No, absolutely not.
Alam nyo, malakas yung aircon dyan.
Also, you can get tickets at Ticket to Me.
Oh!
Just type in Comedy Manila and get yourself some stand-up comedy show tickets.
Nice.
And of course, Ticket to Me, also the place where you can get tickets for PWR Live Beautiful on September 22 at 500
Shaw. Guys, in the Power Mac.
Yeah.
Just remember, as early as now, it's not at Power Mac, it's gonna be at Shaw.
I'm kind of sad.
Baka pumunta sila ng
I'm not, because
Power Mac. Power Mac.
I'm kind of sad that people actually boo this venue like it's a heel.
It's not a heel,
well,
guys.
To be fair, there was that one time
that they dipped us over.
With the Born Again Church group.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. So they kind of dicked us over there. So, yeah.
So this is the IOU show.
No, not even.
No,
this
not,
is it?
It's not.
Oh,
there is no IOU.
Yeah.
Fuck I was going to say, this is the receipt show.
The receipt.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, ipotato na lang natin yung floor. Anyway, so you have that, and you've got October 12th, PWR Special Homecoming. Tickets also going out fast. Thank you to everybody who already bought your tickets at Renaissance. If you need to buy advance tickets still, you can get them at a discounted rate. Just ask any member of the PWR roster or staff. You can hit us up, or you can go to tickettome.net. Any comments you want to send our way, you can hit us up on social media at the SGP Podcast for the show. Individually, it is at Chino Supersized, at Roiswar, at Caveman Camus, and at underscore Stan C.
Tsaka next time, babati kayo, bigay nyo na yung pangalan kasi hindi ko
hindi. No, you ask them. You ask them, Chino, like a grown man.
Like a professional.
I don't like asking for names.
Well, why? You should.
Okay. You don't take names.
Sana 30 plus
ka na. He literally does not take names.
I don't take names.
But he doesn't kick ass either.
Yeah. He just chews bubblegum. Right, if you want to support the podcast, here are the ways to do that. Subscribe, hit the download button, leave us a 5-star rating, leave a comment, and share us through social media. Tell your friends that this wrestling podcast exists. On behalf of my co-hosts, Chino Liao, who doesn't give a fuck what your name is, Roa Moran, Raf Camus, my name is Stancy, saying that we are out of here.
Peace.
Kendrick and Marky, galawan ay swabe, datingan ay grabe. Malamang ang lamang, sisikat pa to sa araw, boy. Tag team sobrang init para nag-aapoy. May kalalagyan pag pinilit mo pa ang yung tapang. Hospital lang ako.